This weekend, Labor Day weekend, the big event happening in Westport over at the Levitt Pavilion, the Blues, Views, and Barbecue Festival. And in the 95.9 The Fox studio with me now is Bob LaRose, the man who knows all about Blues, Views, and Barbecue. Bob, how's it going?
It's going great.
It's 11 years for this event, so first and foremost, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're going into your second decade, but how did it get started?
It got started because I used to operate Bobby Q's right on Main Street.
Of course.
In Westport. And I was heavily involved in the Downtown Merchants Association and thought it'd be a great idea to kind of bring something a little bit different to downtown. And for me to get involved in it 100%, I wanted it to incorporate all the things that I love. So had to have some barbecue in there, had to have good music. And when I started talking to people in town, everybody's like, great, let's go for it. So it was a real cooperative effort by a lot of people and a lot of momentum. We got it going.
Are you a Westport guy? Are you a Fairfield County guy?
I grew up down in Greenwich.
Okay.
And live in Stamford now. So operated in Westport for a while, now operating in Norwalk. So got a fairly good understanding of the market.
And for a guy from the Northeast, where does your love of barbecue come from?
My wife's family, really. My father-in-law lives in Kansas City. And so years and years and years ago, I remember going out there always thinking I liked barbecue or knew barbecue. And he took us to this place called Gates. And we had what they call a beef and a half sandwich, which is basically brisket on, you know, Texas toast. And I was like, oh, okay. So this is what we're talking about now. And then from there, it was like every time out there, we went to all the different spots. And family friend of my father-in-law was Dr. Rich Davis, who invented Casey Masterpiece barbecue sauce, also had restaurants out there. So the thing just kind of kept going.
Now, speaking of Kansas City, I mean, that's really the heart of the barbecue world, really. And it's the Kansas City Barbecue Society that's actually involved with this event.
Yes. A big part of the competition, actually the barbecue in the festival is our barbecue competition. And KCBS, the Kansas City Barbecue Society, we're an official KCBS event. And so we use KCBS judges, official judges that, you know, go through certification, the whole bit, and they judge all the turn-ins from the teams.
Do you know what they look for? To me, if it tastes good, I'm voting for it, but there's obviously a lot more to it.
It's a very official process. They go for a certain taste. Presentation is a huge thing. The tenderness of the product, a whole bunch of stuff. See, what makes us different is we do not only ribs and chicken in our competition, but we do a chef's choice and a dessert. And so for those, it's kind of like anything goes. So that's really where the creativity comes in. So it makes our competition a little bit different than others, where they're very set categories and very set things they look for. This gives our chefs a chance to kind of be official KCBS with the ribs and the chicken, but then kind of veer off and show their flair on the other items.
Cool. About how many competitors are we expecting for next weekend?
We should have about 15 teams, which is right where we're normally at. And we give all the money that they contribute to the Westport Women's Club's Foods Closet.
Oh, so very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So it's 15 competitors. Are they all from generally this area? Do they come, about how far away are they coming from?
This year, I think we have a team from New Jersey, New York, most Connecticut. I just got off the phone with a couple teams from Massachusetts. So we got a lot of people coming in. And what's great about it is these aren't the guys that are every weekend setting up shop and competing across the area or the country. These are people that just like cooking. Mm-hmm. And this might be the only competition they ever do. So they they put it on their calendar and they look forward to it. They come out. It's like a big kind of tailgate party. They all get along great. But it's highly competitive. They all want to walk away with the trophies. So it's cool.
Now, fun. What about you? Are you going to be competing or are you just going to be enjoying yourself?
We'll enjoy ourselves. We'll have our barbecue set up there selling our barbecue. And I'll be you know, all over the place. I'll be running the barbecue competition and kind of all over.
Awesome. Now, in addition to obviously the barbecue, there's the blues part of it. That's the first word in the name.
Yes.
Blues, views, and barbecue this weekend, the Levitt Pavilion, Westport. And I know there's a bunch of stages and there's 20 bands. Is that the official count or is it even more than that?
It's approximately that. Yes, that sounds about right. Yes.
Who are you looking forward to the most? Do you have a preference?
Well, I book all the bands, and that comes from a lot of research, recommendations, just likes, you know, the whole bit. So there's some people that we've been trying to get for a while that are on this year. Carl Denson's Tiny Universe is our headliner Saturday. Is going to be fantastic. A band out of Austin, Texas called Mingo Fish Trap.
Okay, good name.
Great name and a great sound. I mean, these guys are phenomenal. And they're probably one of the best kept secrets out there. And that's kind of one of the things we pride ourselves on with the festival is we're not always bringing, you know, name recognition bands. But if you come, usually the attitude that we want our usually takes place with our audience is they say, wow, these guys are great. And then the next band comes on. They're like, whoa, they're even better. And so it just kind of keeps going. So you may think, oh, I'll go for a little while. And people end up staying the whole day and they get turned on to some new stuff. And they're probably familiar with some of the bands that we are having there, like Sister Sparrow. This is their second time there. They play a lot at FTC, so people are pretty familiar with them. Big Sam's Funky Nation coming in on Sunday. This is their third time playing our festival. New Orleans-based, you know, kind of, you know, funk band, which they're fantastic. Bill Kirchin, kind of a throwback, was part of Commander Cody. He's played, this is the second time. He's the one person that actually got a standing ovation at our festival years ago. and then some newbies this year, Ruby Vell and the Soulphonics, just unbelievable talent, that maybe a lot of people haven't heard of, but if I guarantee if people come, they will, be blown away by the quality of music that we're putting out there. And I haven't even mentioned Fantastic Negrito, which is our headliner on Sunday. And if people don't know Fantastic Negrito, they need to get to know him. He won the Grammy for the Best Contemporary Blues Album a couple years ago, got a new album out now. And this guy is a good rocker, a little bluesy, just really good new sound.
All the bands, 2 days long. It's all day Saturday and all day Sunday over at the Levitt Pavilion, Blues, Views, and Barbecue. In addition to the music, what about if there's kids? Is there anything for them to do?
It had to be a component of the festival, and it's been a big part of our festival since the beginning. So the festival is actually two festivals in one. We have the whole Levitt thing going on with the bands I just mentioned. Then we have this thing called the Imperial Jam, and that's a separate entrance. It's $15 pre-sale, $20 at the gate. It's a great value. Second stage down there, full music schedule on Saturday. A lot of great local bands, the Mighty Soul Drivers, Jake Kulak that won the Connecticut Blues Challenge, is actually at Berkeley now. A whole host of other good local bands. That's Saturday. Sunday, we have the School of Rock performing all morning.
Nice.
We end with the Alpaca Gnomes, which a lot of people know from this area.
Oh, yeah, we're familiar with them, yeah.
Fantastic, great band. But also, we the barbecue competitions in the Imperial Jam. We have this CT Bites demonstration area. So if there's going to be samples given out all day on Saturday. We have an unbelievable bouncy village kids zone. Which, you know, these kids show up and they're just like in awe of the amount of bouncies ahead of them. They can bounce to their heart's content. There's no extra charge.
A few adults would be into that too.
A few adults, definitely. But it's cool because, you know, we don't charge extra for that stuff. A bunch of artisan vendors down there. We have a bunch of food trucks serving all kinds of great food. You mentioned the kids. So not only bouncy houses, but face painting, just a whole slew of things for them to do, arts and crafts. I think I got everything in that Imperial Jam, but it's there's a lot to see and kind of take in and enjoy. It's really a you know, that is the the festival within the festival.
And I believe there will also be some food eating competitions. I think there's a pie eating competition and a rib eating competition.
Yes. So in between School of Rock on Sunday and the rest of the schedule with the Remember September and Alpaca Gnomes, we have what's been a pretty long standing tradition of a pie eating contest and a rib eating contest.
So pie, I guess, is eating a pie the fastest, or is it the quantity?
That is eating it the fastest.
And when it comes to the ribs, is that a quantity or is that also a fastest?
We give everybody basically a rack of ribs.
Okay.
And so
clean
it's
it
not,
off.
Yeah, you just got to finish that rack of ribs and, you know, you have to sign a waiver, you know, and the whole thing. It's a lot of fun.
What's the fastest somebody did it that you've witnessed?
Oh, God. Well, my co-director, Derek, he won the competition last year, and I don't know what his time was, but apparently it was really fast and pretty slamming.
Is he going to compete again this year?
He's got to defend. That's always
true.
The rules.
Yes.
You know, one of the barbecue teams they were debating whether they were coming back, and I was like, you won it last year. You have to come back and defend. I mean, that's part of the honor of all of it.
I'm going to dare say it. Let's say somebody isn't a meat eater.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be any options for them?
There's generally enough options. Yeah, everybody, I mean, we won't have anything at our tent for that, but we have
good.
Some vendors.
I like that. I like that answer.
I mean, listen, we have the Meltmobile this year who's been there forever. So, and, you know, they can serve the vegetarian crowd very nicely. They can't, you know, not a vegan thing. And then we have a new vendor coming in, Rice and Beans. I'm anticipating that they'll have some nice options.
Good.
So I think this year, actually, and again, I don't have the exact menu items, but I feel pretty confident that I can tell you this would be the year that we have the most diverse food offerings for all tastes and you know, dietary restrictions.
Excellent. It sounds great. The Blues Views and Barbecue Festival, it's happening this weekend in Westport at the Levitt Pavilion. And you can buy one-day passes or two-day passes still, right?
Yeah, you can buy the one-day, two-day pass for both the Levitt Live, we call it. That's so you get the whole all the national acts on the Levitt stage and access obviously to that Imperial Jam I talked about. And then you could also buy single day tickets for the Imperial Jam separately, which is cool.
Awesome.
And I'd be crazy if I didn't mention the fact that we have the best bar offerings in the world of festivals. We not only do we have New Belgian as our craft beer sponsor. We'll have four different New Belgian beers we'll be featuring, but Tito's Vodka is back with us this year. We have Maker's Mark Bourbon, Knob Creek Bourbon participating. We actually have wine this year with Bandit. We'll also have some tequila. So it's very rare that you go to a festival and get something in addition to just beer. So it's one of the kind of the hallmarks of our festival is the fact that there's nice offerings. You get good food, good drink, good music, in this real intimate, great stage of downtown Westport Levitt Pavilion.
Excellent. And the weather's going to be good.
That's what we hope.
I'm looking at it right now, and it's looking like we're going to have an excellent weekend for Labor Day. And we say goodbye to summer with one of the best events in Fairfield County, the Blues Views and Barbecue Festival, this weekend, the Levitt Pavilion in Westport. Bob LaRose, thanks for stopping by and spending a few minutes with me.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.